Thank you for staying with us here on Elevated on Radio Pulpit. My name is Jenna Lee Belong. If you just joined us, your timing is impeccable because joining me right now is the gospel artist Zamisto, who has just released a very uplifting new single called Adonai. It's from his album called I'm Not the Hero, God Is. I love that. He's not just a gospel artist, he's also a producer. This song, Adonai, is very firmly rooted in contemporary gospel, but you'll hear it in a moment. It also blends some soulful African textures with world-class production to deliver a message of faith, surrender, and divine connection. Zamisto, good day, and thank you so much for joining us here on Radio Pulpit.
Good day, Janeline, and good day to your listeners. And I feel blessed and privileged to be part of your guest today. I am so blessed. Thank you very much for affording me the opportunity.
You are most welcome, and we really look forward to getting to know you a bit better before we even speak about the song itself. Let's perhaps go back into the background of Zamisto. Just tell our listeners a little bit in as far as who Zamisto is.
Without wasting any time, my name is Zamikhaya Zama Tafane. Zamisto is a stage name. As you have already indicated, I am a gospel artist. I am a minister of the word. I am a messenger of God. I am an ambassador. I am a vessel that God uses based on the book of Matthew 28, verse 19, that says, preach the gospel, go everywhere, and baptize and make disciples. So I have yielded to that great commission. I see myself not just as an artist, I see myself as a child of God and a messenger and ambassador, sharing the word of God, sharing the gospel. So within Adonai, Adonai is one of the tracks in an album which I have titled, I'm Not the Hero, God Is. So every song in the album is scripturally based, and it actually conveys the message of God. Like Adonai, as we have said, in Adonai, we have infused the traditional genre into gospel, so that that feeling, the vibe, the Asemakai and the village, and that there's that traditional aspect into it. I call it the Black Prince on the White Horse aspect to it, which is nga. It celebrates and it praises and gives worship to the Almighty and the One who is sovereign, our Creator and our Maker.
Yeah. Zamisto, talk to me about where you encountered the gospel. You're talking to me about the fact that, you know, you're one of your callings is to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. Where did you encounter the gospel for the first time? How did you encounter it?
Prior becoming a gospel artist, you wouldn't know that I was an Afropop artist. I would get inspiration from everything that I see, expressing my feelings, expressing my emotions, expressing how I see things. I'm also a philosopher as well. But then as time went by, I've been through some hardship, been through some affliction, been through pain in my workplace, in my family, and also went through divorce as well. All of these things were happening at the same time. So I became suicidal, went through psychiatric centers, and basically I was a project and that needed to be reworked. Lost my identity, lost myself in the process. And God rescued me and He redeemed me in the process. And I couldn't believe it. Now each and every pain and endurance and affliction that I went through became a testimony. I started writing about how I'm feeling, how I felt about a particular moment, a particular situation, and how God came up with. So that became a verse, that became a chorus, that became a bridge. And that one song led to the other. And then when in just one moment, all of a sudden, I have songwriting instruments and I'm not the hero God is, the album came out. And that's how God has redeemed and rescued me. It was through what I went through, the circumstances and the situation I found myself in life, that really took toll on me. And as I said earlier on, I was suicidal in the process, going through psychiatric centers. But against all odds, irrespective of all of those kind of stuff, I was able to write songs. I was able then to produce the album with the help of my producer, Sia, in the Eastern Cape. So that's how it actually came about. So the album itself is not just an album of music. This is a ministry. This is a testimony about my life. I'm telling people how I was saved, how I was rescued, how I was redeemed when there was no hope, when everything seemed to be upside down, when it was just darkness in front of me. Didn't know what to do. I thought I was almost gone, 6 feet under, and very sick, couldn't do anything, couldn't talk. In hospital, they couldn't find the pulse in the body and everything. So, but here I am, I'm talking to you today. It was just amazing how I was helped. That's the encounter, that's the calling, that's the testimony that I want to share to Radio Pulpit listeners and to your good self, that I'm not a hero. God is. He's helped me. I live today because greater is He who is inside of me, who has helped me out.
Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. What a powerful testimony you have, Zamisto. And I must applaud you. Not many men speak about divorce and having gone through divorce.
Oh, yeah.
Not many men will open up about, for instance, being suicidal. It's normally a conversation that women will have about how their divorce has impacted them. If you don't mind just telling us a bit as how you navigated divorce as a Christian man, how you navigated, how you managed to break free from those suicidal thoughts. If you would just share a little bit more about that for us.
It's a very good question. I don't think there is one solution that fits all situations. And one needs the strength of God to be able to go through any situation for that matter. In my particular case, I won't lie to you, this was hard. This was extremely, extremely hard. As you have indicated, whether you complete a form in the institutions where you get help, you constantly have to either change him or her into him, change he into she, because there even the forms and the systems that are there that are supposed to help, they, as you have already indicated, most males, most guys don't necessarily go, and as such, the system is not conducive then for that. It was a big one. I wouldn't credit my strength, absolutely not. I was very weak. I was literally weak. I lost identity. You see, the minute you lose identity, you lose hope, you lose confidence, you lose character, you lose yourself. And to get you up in a state where you are confident, the Bible put it in very nice. It says pain, affliction, and endurance would lead you to strength, building character. That character, then you will have confidence. When we have that confidence, we will get to see the identity of the person who it is. I had to go through that, but it was the help of psychologists, therapists, the help of psychiatrists, and the help of men of God and pastors and family members who would say, no matter what, you're going to go through this, no matter whatever that is happening. Firstly, let's deal with you. We don't want to lose your identity, your persona. We don't want to lose you yourself in the process. As soon as we get to hook up you, it will be easy then day after day and then be able to restore you. So that's how I went through the process, but without God it would not have been possible. I must say three occasions where I was saying it is finished, and I went, took a shower, then I was saying it's ready to get on top of the bridge on the national road, and then end it all. But then in all those occasions I failed, and the enemy did not win, and I thank God here. Amen. I am, I have a purpose now, and the will of God will be done as Amen. It is done in heaven.
Amen, amen, amen. I want to thank you for sharing so freely and so openly with our listeners, because your testimony has the power to save a life today. That's literally what this means, Amistu. And I want to ask you for advice to men who might be listening. They might not be going through divorce, but they can identify with having lost their identity, sometimes because they lost their work or because they can't find a job or for various other reasons. They might be on the verge of suicide as well, but they are scared to reach out for help. You reached out for even psychiatric help. You were helped by men of God. What would you say to men who are afraid because of the stigma attached to it, to reach out for help?
Firstly, let's deal with the identity aspect. The issue is that as soon as one loses his or her identity, life becomes difficult to peruse around, difficult to have faith, difficult to have hope, difficult to put any faith in action, because you do not know. You've lost yourself. You've lost the identity. One of the songs in the album of Zamisto, I'm Not a Hero, God is I Am Who I Am. And this song narrates that it promotes that identity inside, that greater is He who is inside of you. If people knew, if youth, if young adults, if men, if whoever goes through a situation, know that greater is He who is inside than of the world, that they are powerful, they are more than conquerors, that they are not the tail, they are the head. They create using their words, they put their faith in action. Whatever that they can imagine can manifest. If they were, the Bible says that my people perish because they lack the knowledge. It's the knowledge that starts with identity. As soon as you are empowered in that, my vision is, I call it a hair, which is EHE, to empower, to heal, and enlighten people through the word of God. And this is the vision that we live. It started with us in the live band. We empower each other, we heal each other, not only through the songs, but through these personal testimonies, and get to people to know who they are, what they want, their careers, their prospects, their destinies. And it's not a one-stop shop or an easy job. It's a process. You must handhold them. You must coach them. You must meditate. You must pray. You must believe. You must have faith. You must put your faith in action. Without all of those things, you are unable to come out. They say in Isintu, sokuthola kanjani uhleli koneni. Where are we going to find you? Because you are sitting in a corner. You are not raising your hand for help. Help is there. And to my brothers, to the fathers, to the husbands, to all those people that are out there entangled by situations, but they don't want to come out. My advice is a simple one, is that firstly, as soon as you admit that there is a problem, as soon as you identify that there is an issue, there's an acceptance that that must go through. We have to accept the situation. Then you stand up and pull up the socks and then seek help.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not wrong, the scripture that says my people perish because they lack knowledge. Knowledge is power. Information is power. Without that information, you are unable to make key decisions, informed decisions that will be able to help you out, so that when you come across a crossroad, you are able to know why you have turned left as opposed to turned right. What are the pros and cons? What are the disadvantages of whatever that I am doing? So it's critical, it's essential, it's important that the narrative and the stigma that says I'm a man, I am unable to share my feelings, I'm unable to share my emotions, I'm unable to share whatever that is going through, those things are wrong. You are a human being, you are a spirit, but you are a spirit. And I say in that song, I am who I am. You are a spirit in the flesh. So there are fleshy needs, but there are spirit needs. So you need to make sure then that you cater for that. You don't become carnal. Otherwise, when you become carnal, you won't be able to discern in life. Mm. And these are things that are very, very important.
Zamisto, congratulations. What a powerful, deep song. It is a very, very deep song. And those African textures that you were referencing earlier comes through very, very clearly. Talk to us about the production of this song.
Adonai, when this song has something that, should I say it tickles my spirit or it touches my spirit. There's something about the song that makes me emotional, even though I'm the one who came up and who wrote the song. Whenever I hear it playing, for whatever reason, it does. There's something that happens. I can't explain it. It's the maybe the best narration will be, you see, when you have been invited to a palace, the palace of the king, as you're about to enter the entrance of the palace, you kneel down, you say, Amen, Bayete. You're trying to get acknowledgement, you're trying to praise, you're trying to worship the one that must be worshipped. That's the feeling, that's the vibe of the song that says, there is no one like Jesus Christ. There is no one like him. Akekho njengawe in vernacular. Akekho fana nawe. He is Almighty. He is the one. He is the author and the finisher. He is the light. He is the salvation. Everything raises God to a point anybody would see then that this is not just a praise. It's a worship. We are worshiping the Creator, we are worshiping the Savior, we are worshiping the one and the only one, Jesus Christ, whom I have called Adonai.
And I must tell you, one of the things that is true about worship and true about music in general is that it transcends language. And sometimes I get frustrated because, you know, the industry, they always want to take the next songs and then put it in a Vanek category, and it must only be for people who speak Vanek. And in fact, you must be interviewed by somebody who speaks Vanek because it is for the people who speak Vanek. I don't believe that's true. Even when I listen to Adonai, worship is universal. The Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit, is universal, and we worship in spirit and in truth. And this song, I believe, transcends language as well, Zamisto.
It does spot on, right? You've hit the nail right on the head, and this does not need any special character, any special person to be able to narrate. Any person will be able to feel that there is some kind of praise here. There's some kind of worship going on. The congas, the ad libs, the message itself, the when I sent this to a friend, she said to me, "Hey, I just got goosebumps. What's going on in here?" I get those goosebumps as well when I play the song. This is how it really touches me, and I hope and wish that it touches the Radio Pulpit listeners too. They get to feel and experience the same experience that we are narrating as we're praising Adonai.
There's still
And
many.
perhaps one more thing, very one more thing and very important as well, is to say that here, this is the praise of God, Adonai. This is not praise of Zamisto. Zamisto is just a servant. Zamisto is just a vessel, as I've said earlier on. I'm just like you and me, just like the listener as well. The Lord is just using me to preach the gospel and to be able to send and convey the message across. So the
Amen.
message does not cater for a particular group, a particular tribe, a particular nation. It cuts across. It's boundaryless. It is borderless. That's the gospel that we are preaching. We say we do not care your character. We do not care your personality. We do not care your religion. We do not care your gender. We do not care about any narrative and labels that this modern society has come up with. All we're saying, we preach gospel, and we know that the Holy Spirit will convict you, and the Holy Spirit will take over, and we would have done our job. Without judging, judgment is for God only.
Amen, amen. Zamisto, there are a couple more tracks on this album. This is just one of it. What's the plan for the rest of the album? What's the plan for this great gift that God has given you, both as a producer and an artist, yourself?
You see, what we've done is there are three angles or parameters or cornerstone in this. We have established a ZAM Music, which is a record label company, to take care of the commercial side of the business. The album has been produced by ZAM Music, the record label, producing Zamisto, so that because gospel is expensive, to take the message from east to west, from north to south, to take the message from where you are to the people and connect the people to the message, you need funding, you need the resources. We are upcoming, we do not have that. So ZAM Music will be taking care of that commercially. We have established as a Mr. Music Foundation, an NPO organization that will be now taking care of the core aspect, the core business of the AHEAR vision, to ensure that we empower people, we heal people, we enlighten people through the gospel. This targets the youth, this targets the young adults, this targets men and women, those that need help, those that are sick, those that are entangled, those that have accepted their situations, those that are raising their hand to say, we need help. So the foundation will be coming and helping there. We're seeking funding in that regard. We're seeking business partners. We're seeking collaboration. We're seeking escalation as well, escalating from high schools, city to city, campus to campus, and nation to nation. That's the plan that we have. Currently, we have a mutual partnership with the Chuuro High School in the Midrand. We also have an AHEAR movement in church with the Earth Church, the Earth Christian Church in the Midrand as well. We will be taking the movement to campuses, visiting universities, you're visiting the churches and preach the gospel. Whereas at the same time, the ZAM music, the record label, would require Zamisto to make you know, the product, the album commercially, so that it is profitable, so that the gospel can be shared. So in other words, you will see Zamisto preach, not only preaching or ministering the word, but also at some point, because I'm an artist, entertaining for gigs, so that we are able to fund the vision altogether.
Well, Zamisto, the song now available on all digital streaming platforms, and somebody might be listening who gets excited about this vision that you've just shared, or God lays it on their heart to partner with you as a kingdom partner, or perhaps invite you to come minister at their church, on their campus as well. How do they get hold of you?
I am available in all social media platforms as Zamisto Music. This is now Facebook, this is TikTok, X, IG, and excuse me, we also have an email, zamisto99@gmail.com, and as well as the WhatsApp number 079-886-4580. This is now the social media side, and as well from the digital music side, all platforms, Apple Music, iTunes, the cloud, Deezer, Spotify, Zamisto is available. You just type Zamisto, or you just type I'm not a hero, God is, and we are available. And we take this time and take this opportunity. We are seeking a mutual beneficial relationship with corporates, with individuals, those who would want to partner with us as we have this vision. The vision speaks by itself, and mm-hmm. the sound that we have, the air sound, is it is what it is, and we believe that God is in the move, and God is will be exalted in the process.
Amen, amen. Zamisto, thank you so much for your time. Once again, congratulations on this incredible, very deep, spiritually rooted song, Adonai. People can go and stream it, as you said. And specifically, I'd like to thank you for sharing your testimony here on Elevated on Radio Pulpit today. I really appreciate it. May the Lord bless you, continue to use you mightily. We just continue to declare the blood of Jesus over your life, and that you are sanctified and protected. Amen. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you very much. Once more again, as I said earlier on, I take this time humble, and it's a privilege, it's an honor, it's a blessing. And as I said when I started, I am rejoicing because Radio Pulpit not only has favored me, but Radio Pulpit is also a platform. You've allowed yourselves to be the servants, to be a vehicle, to be a platform where the word of God can be shared to the people. You think that Zamisto is the servant. You are actually the servant, given the platform, the outreach that you have. And congratulations, and keep doing what God is, and be blessed all the way.